Sherry. I'm from Saratoga. I just want to say how much I enjoyed Joe Donahue. He has such a lively intelligence and asks such insightful questions. It is a pleasure spending my morning listening to him.
Hi, my name is Audrey from Schenectady, New York. And I'm calling in response to author just interviewed by Joe, Why Childhood is a Disease. I am 63 years old, and back when I was a little girl, the recipient of sexual abuse in my family, mental and physical abuse as well, Thorazine was the drug of choice for children like me. And it's amazing that 50 years later, now it's ADHD or whatever. And I just felt like, you know, America has always done this, but it's children who don't exactly fit in. Let's drug them. Let's shut them up. Let's keep them out of the way.
This is David Foreman in Germantown, New York. I just got in my car and put on the radio. Of course, I'm always tuned to you guys. And there was a show called Afterglow, which was fantastic. Is this something that you're going to do? I hope you do it. We need to hear Peggy Lee and Billie Holiday and Joe Stafford and that bag of music. It was superb, and I really, really was delighted.
Oh, my name is Vincent Orphan in Orwell, Vermont. Alan, after the little back and forth about Ted Cruz, Alan says that it's the nature essentially of propaganda. You say things enough times, people start to believe them. That's a failed reference to Adolf Hitler. I wonder if he said anything like that about hands up, don't shoot. And he never said don't shoot. He said, what are you going to do, shoot me in a challenge? The other one is perhaps Barack Obama was, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. So, ironically, Alan is engaging in propaganda.
Hello, this is Janet from Kerhonkson. And I'm very concerned about what these casinos and huge sports complexes will do to our infrastructure here in the Hudson Valley. These bridges, roads, and tunnels and water are hardly adequate for our use at this time. Thank you very much.